Greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, my dear Pascal Oliver Frazier family. This is the special message to the Pascal Oliver Frazier family reunion. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date, Sunday, July the 29th, 2012. We're winding it down, sisters and brothers. I told you I was going to take my time, and I didn't care how many 40-minute CDs I had to make to fit onto my format for the internet, but I was going to plug on through and take my time and fulfill the wishes of Grandma to recapture our culture. So, sisters and brothers, we see that whether it is George W. Bush, a white Republican, or Barack Obama, a black Democrat, we see that America's foreign policy is the same. Kill people for land, wealth, and resources. Lie and lie and lie and lie. Now, when you understand that, you can see America's domestic policy. You have that same reality played out on the state level. Whether they are Republican governors or Democratic governors, look at how workers are being destroyed, unions are being destroyed, poor working class people are being destroyed. Something just came to mind. My brother Solomon Commission, and I'm going to have to write that down so I can remember it. Solomon Commission, a wonderful young black man activist, revealed that the Malcolm X grassroots movement has written a report on the extrajudicial killings of black people in America. Findings within this report disclose the fact that every 40 hours in America, a black person, woman, man, or child, is killed by the police or security guards or self-appointed law enforcers. I believe 100 and some odd black people from January to now this year have been killed by either police, security guards, or self-appointed law enforcers. If you add Latino sisters and brothers, it's probably double. Solomon Commission interviewing our beautiful sister Rosa Clemente and our beautiful brother Ajamu Baraka. Now I'm saying this because this is the policy of the wicked ones who control America and control the Democratic Party and control the Republican Party. So when you look at this reality and look at Republican governors and Democratic governors, look at in Detroit, the overthrow of the city government by the Republican governor of Michigan. That's the same scenario and drama that America does overseas played out inside the borders of the United States of North America. Look at city governments going bankrupt. That's the overthrow of city governments. Look at state governments implementing programs to crush and destroy city governments. This is the equivalent of America and the CIA doing the same to foreign nations overseas. Look at the same reality constructed and conducted by the banks, Wall Street, and the banksters, and the House of Rothschild. And we're moving to this reality. Why all of this wickedness? The House of Rothschild, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, giving the power of creating money into the hands of this private family called the House of Rothschild, taking the power of creating money out of the hands of Congress, who are supposed to represent the people, putting it in the hands of this House of Rothschild, this family. They control the world's economy. They control all the central banks. They have weaponized and financed all your wars since World War, since the Civil War. In that movie about Abraham Lincoln destroying vampires, the vampires, sisters and brothers, represent the House of Rothschilds and the banksters out of Europe, more specifically out of Britain. The Civil War was financed by the House of Rothschild. They financed the North and the South. And as well, the House of Rothschild financed Napoleon III in Mexico to sit on the southern border of America, to take America should America fall. The House of Rothschild also had the British Army in Canada in the north. Should America fall, they had the troops ready in the north. And so, they couldn't get America through the Civil War. So in 1913, the United States Treasury sold the people of America out. The president, I believe it was Woodrow Wilson, sold the people of America out. Is it Woodrow Wilson or was it another one? Research who was president in 1913. And that president sold the people of America out. Let me hit that right quick. President America 1913. Who was president in America 1913? It looks like it was Woodrow Wilson. Let me see now. Let me make sure. So you can research all of this. Yeah. Woodrow Wilson was the president in 1913. William J. Bryan was the Secretary of State in 1913. The Secretary of the Treasury was William G. McAdoo in 1913. Secretary of War was Lindley Garrison in 1913. The Attorney General was James C. McReynolds in 1913. Postmaster General was Albert Burleson in 1913. Secretary of Navy Josephus Daniels in 1913. Secretary of the Interior in 1913 was Franklin Lane. Secretary of Agriculture was David Houston. Secretary of Commerce, William Redfield. And Secretary of Labor, William B. Wilson in 1913. All of these sold out the people of America in 1913. And so all of these sold out to the House of Rothschild. And the House of Rothschild gained control over America's banks, America's economy. in 1913, December the 23rd, 1913. So that Federal Reserve Act took the power of creating money out of the hands of Congress, out of the hands of those who supposedly represent the people of America, put it into the hands of the House of Rothschild through the Federal Reserve Bank, which is America's central bank. Well, the United States Treasury would be the central bank, but the Federal Reserve Bank, they override the United States Treasury, America's central bank, the Federal Reserve owned and controlled by the House of Rothschild. So watch this now. When the United States of America wants to put money into America's banking system, economic system, they, the United States Treasury, they go to the Federal Reserve. They say, Federal Reserve Bank, House of Rothschild, may we borrow our own money and put it into our system? The Federal Reserve Bank, the House of Rothschild say, yeah, fine, borrow your own money, but we're going to put interest on every dollar. Isn't that crazy? Why can't we just create our own money interest-free and provide it equally for all of the people of America so that no poverty exists in America? You can see how this is going. You can see why there's poverty in America. You can see why America is always at war, because America's military is controlled by the House of Rothschild. You can see why the jobs left America and went overseas to take advantage of the slave and low-wage labor. Why? Because the House of Rothschild, through the Federal Reserve, through Wall Street, control America's corporations. You can see why the state governments have sold the people out. You can see why the Republican governors and Democratic governors have sold the people out, because they are under the control of the House of Rothschild and the Federal Reserve Bank. Look at what the was revealed by the USBC. I think that's the name of that bank. I can't remember what the acronym stands for, but the USB. Let me see if I can hit it right quick. We just taking our time. USBC. I think that's the USBC bank. This international bank was revealed to be a drug runner. I can't get it right now, but it's an international bank, okay, out of Hong Kong, I think, but it's under the control of the House of Rothschild. They were just revealed just recently that they run the drugs and money launder. The drug warlords are cartels and money launder the so-called terrorists in the Middle East. All of this goes, is a UHBC? It might be UHBC. Let me see if I can get it. UHBC. UHBC. Oh man, I can't get it. Let me see if I can get Hong Kong Bank. Oh man, I want to get it so bad, sisters and brothers, because this information is so helpful. HSBC, I think this might be it, sisters and brothers. I think this might be it. HSBC, the HSBC, the world's local bank. Now, if I'm not on it, I'm close to it. This bank, international bank, the world's bank, HSBC, was revealed that they were laundering monies, drug monies for the drug cartels. Why? Because the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers weaponized and financed the drug cartels in Central and South America and Mexico, just like they finance wicked governments to do their bidding to overthrow, assassinate, and control land, wealth, and resources, using the drug money to finance all of these wicked wars and clandestine type CIA operations. HSBC out of Hong Kong, the world's bank, they laundered the monies from the terrorists, so-called, in the Middle East. Why? Because Al-Qaeda and the other terrorists were created by the CIA. That is America, Israel, and Britain's foreign legion to create terrorist acts, use those terrorist acts to disparage hated governments that are hated by the wicked powers, the wicked ones in power, so that we may become afraid and support wars that were already created, already planned, and maneuver us into such wickedness. And then also, when these have outlived their usefulness, then they are killed and destroyed. It is so wicked. It is so wicked. All of this from the House of Rothschild. All of this from the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So now we understand why Dr. King's next message, if he had survived that assassination plot of the CIA and the government of America and the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, Dr. King would have preached the next week why America may go to hell. Why? Because of God's judgment on America. And when Dr. King was assassinated, he had already preached some of that message to the unions, the various unions that Dr. King was organizing with poor working class people. Why? Because of America's destruction of the poor, destruction of the oppressed all over the earth. Those that control America, they control both parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So what is your role today, black man and woman? What is your role today, young Pascals, Olivers, and Frasers, third, fourth, and fifth generation, my family? You are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. You are they who would be and are the foundational stone for the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. You are the stone that the builder rejected. Jesus prophesied of you. Jesus said, you are the foundational stone. You are they that the current builders rejected. But you are the head cornerstone of the new kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth that is based on the original construct of the universe. Freedom, justice, equality, truth, justice, and righteousness. The kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. You are they in St. Matthew chapter 24. It is prophesied of the Son of Man coming from the east to the west like lightning shining from the east to the west. For wheresoever the carcass is, the eagles would be gathered there. What does that mean? That's a paraphrase. As lightning shines from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagle be. Well, sisters and brothers, that is a prophecy not only of Yahshua the Messiah, but that is a prophecy of the Messiah coming within your person. You are they who are the lightning people, the people of light. You come from the east. You come from Africa, black man and woman. You were stolen from Africa, your ancestors. You were brought on a westerly journey, a westerly course, in the holds of ships, deposited in the Western Hemisphere, in Americas, and in the Caribbean, and in the North Country, in North America, all over the Western Hemisphere. And the symbol of America is the eagle. Turn over your dollar bill and look at that eagle that is the symbol of America. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Special message to the Pascal Oliver Frazier family reunion, July 2012. Today's recording date, Sunday, July the 29th, 2012. Grandma said, recapture our culture. Now, the symbol of America is the eagle. We're talking about God's judgment on America. See, when they brought us here, they didn't know that they were bringing Yahshua the Messiah within our person. They didn't know that we would be the ones that would rise up. Some of them didn't know. But those who are in the Illuminati Masonic order, they know. Because in that ritual, and I want all of you to seek out anyone and ask them, do they have any information on the Masonic order? And do they have any information on a ritual called the Hiram Abiff ritual? In this ritual, Hiram Abiff is the master builder. That is a symbol of you, black man and woman, the foundational cornerstone of civilization, the master builder of civilization and all of the sciences. Hiram Abiff is contracted to build the temple for Solomon. Solomon represents you, black man and woman. You are the wise people, the wisest people on the planet, who gave wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to all the human family without discrimination, without partiality. And no, now, Solomon contracted Hiram Abiff to build the temple. And Hiram Abiff hired many workers to build the temple. These workers decided they wanted the knowledge to build the temple for themselves, but they did not want to wait until the temple was built for Hiram to share the knowledge. Hiram said, I'll share it with you. Build the temple, I'll share it with you. But they said, no, we want to take the knowledge. This is the main Masonic ritual revealed by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, and Louis Farrakhan. And so, all of them decided they would kill Hiram Abiff, hit him in the head, and take the knowledge. But all of them recanted except for three, Jubali, Jubilo, and Jubalum. And these three represent the Europeans, the wicked Europeans, the ruling class and families who wanted the knowledge of civilization, but they would not do it peacefully and allow us to teach them. They took the knowledge. And so Jubali, Jubilo, Jubalum, they ambushed Hiram Abiff. You and I, our ancestors, were ambushed. And then Jubali, 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 Jubilo, and Jubalum hit Hiram Abiff in the head. You and I were hit in the head, and the knowledge was taken from us. We are suffering from amnesia. Grandma said, recapture our culture. Grandma is telling us to come out of this amnesia state, this state of amnesia, and go after our culture, knowledge, and wisdom again. Hiram Abiff, after being hit in the head, or before he's hit in the head, he's chained. Hand, foot, legs, stripped naked from the waist up. That is your slavery and my slavery of our ancestors. Chained, neck, wrists, and ankles. Naked from the torso up. One leg bare. Led on a westerly journey. That is symbolic of being chained and put in ships and taken west. Hit in the head, taking our knowledge. Brutalized, destroyed, traumatized. That same horror that Abraham talked about. This is what he saw. He saw this horrific condition that is ritualized in the Masonic ritual. You black Masons don't know that you are ritualizing your own slavery and exploitation. And then, buried in the North Country, Hiram Abiff, buried in the North Country in a shallow grave. Remember St. Matthew chapter 24 said, wherever the carcass is, we were killed, left for dead. And there the eagle is located where the carcass is. And so America is that North Country, that eagle that would gather over the dead carcass, and that eagle that feeds off of the dead carcass. We are the carcass made dead that America, the eagle, feeds off of. Constructing civilization, constructing science, constructing technology, constructing mathematics, constructing everything that is needed in society. This modern day builder that has built all of this civilization, they did it off of us. We have been made that dead carcass that the eagle would feed off of and create all this wonderful society, civilization, and technology, but from wickedness, from creating death and warfare and bloodshed. But they feed off of our knowledge, feed off of our history, feed off of everything. When you go into the museums in Europe, there is hardly anything there that is indigenous to Europe, but everything is there is stolen from Africa. When you go to the Vatican, under Vatican City, all of our gold, all of our wealth, all of our riches, and our artifacts and whatnot stolen from Africa. The European world and America feeding off the black man and woman, feeding off of us. But this is also a prophecy of our resurrection. Because, sisters and brothers, in that grave, in that Masonic ritual, there's a sprig of cassius. And that sprig of cassius is indicative of life in the grave. And all that is needed is the Messiah coming in the person of a man or a woman. That man or woman imbued with the knowledge and wisdom of the Messiah would come with the eagle's claw and the lion's paw, or the lion's grip and the eagle's claw, and raise us up to life, resurrect us. Now, this leads me to that resurrection that Yahshua constructed through resurrecting Lazarus. That word Lazarus is from Azar. If you take off the L and the S, you get Asaru, or you get Asar. Asar is the original black man out of Egypt. His wife, Aset. This god and goddess Elohim, representing the first two king and queens of the human family, black man and woman, Egypt, Ethiopia. These represent the original Elohim, human being, as Elohim, god and goddesses, totally connected to the Most High, doing the bidding of the Most High. But Lazarus, representing Azar, representing being killed and destroyed, now having to be resurrected. Aset took Asar and reassembled Asar's body that was divided into 13, all except for the phallus, and she hovers over the invisible phallus and gives birth to the original Christ child, Heru. The Christ comes when the Most High says that the Christ must come. And so this Christ, Heru, is born of immaculate conception by Aset. And this Christ child has the same history as Yahshua and grows up and stands for freedom, justice, and equality. And I'm saying to the young Paschals and Frasers and Olivers that you are Christ in this time. You are just as much Christ as Yahshua, because we are the body of Christ. And Christ is here again that we may stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. But we must be resurrected to that knowledge and that reality. And so, fast forward to Yahshua and Lazarus. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Those 4 days represent 400 years. And after being dead for 4 days, Lazarus began to stink. We have been dead to this knowledge and reality for 400 years. And we are stinking in the nostrils of they who are civilized. But Yahshua is here. Yahshua is here to resurrect us to life. As Asar was resurrected through Heru, the Christ child, 4,800 years B.C., as the black man and woman, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, resurrected in Yahshua the Christ, 2,000 years B.C., as Yahshua resurrected Lazarus, this is the day of our resurrection. This is the day that we would recapture our knowledge, wisdom, history, and overstanding in this day and in this time. So Lazarus is resurrected, but he comes out of the grave. He has grave clothes on. Those grave clothes represent the trappings of this society of wickedness. A napkin over the eye to shield our eyes from our knowledge, to close our minds from our knowledge. The ties on the ankles and the arms to keep us from doing for ourselves, to keep us from working together and organizing together, and to keep us from working for freedom, justice, and equality. But Yahshua, and the word Yahshua, you must research the definition of that word. Yahshua means deliverance. It means justice or judgment. It means health. It means wealth. It means prosperity. Everything that has been denied the oppressed peoples of the earth. That's what Yahshua means. So if you preach Jesus, but you don't preach justice, you're not preaching Jesus. If you preach, liberty. If you preach Jesus, but you don't preach liberty or liberation, you're not preaching Jesus. If you preach Jesus, but you don't preach that the land, the wealth, the resources, prosperity, health, everything must be reverted back into the hands of the oppressed, you're not preaching Jesus. Yahshua Christus, Christus, Messiah, Masya. That means the spirit and anointing to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressor. That is Psalm 82 and 6. That is St. Luke 4 and 18. That's the meaning of Christ. So if you preach Christ, but you don't preach liberation and deliverance of the oppressed from the oppressor, you're not preaching Christ. So Yahshua Christus, Yahshua the Messiah, resurrecting Asar, resurrecting the original black man, the original black woman, resurrecting Lazarus. Lazarus means the helper, and the root of Lazarus is Asar. Research the definition of Lazarus in the New Testament, in where you see Jesus resurrecting Lazarus. And then it will tell you this is the root. The root of that is Asar. Asar is the root of Lazarus. And Asar means the one who gives help in a time of trouble. So this is a time of trouble when the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have sold us out. When you see the warfare and the bloodshed going on all over the earth. When you see false flag operations. When you see America suffering the violence perpetrated all over the earth. Dr. King said America is the greatest purveyor of violence all over the earth. And we wonder why this violent act occurred in Colorado at the movie theater for Batman Dark Something Arising. Well, first off, America is a violent nation. America is the greatest purveyor of violence. America is the greatest seller of weapons all over the earth. America, as well as Britain and Israel, behind all the warfare and the bloodshed all over the earth. Our Uncle George wrote a book in which he talked about how those in power have pumped their spirit into the youth. This is the root of the gang warfare. This is the root of the hatred of black and brown, of poor people against poor people, of white people against black people, because the wicked ones in power have pumped their spirit into us. This person who so-called shot those people in Colorado, we don't know who committed the shooting because they were totally covered up. But the original reports were that there were two or three shooters. This is nothing but a fictitious narrative. Go to Tarpley.net and listen to him, and go to the Alex Jones show the week of July the 23rd and look at how they talk about false flag operations and how the wicked ones will create acts of terror. The same thing that NATO and the CIA, the same thing that they do overseas, the FBI and the CIA, they do the same within the borders of the United States of North America. So on the one hand, have we said anything since Obama has committed even greater wicked acts of terror on behalf of the Rothschild than Bush has done? Drone attacks, killing men, women, and children. Libya, Sudan, Somalia, so on and so forth, Syria, Iran. Well, we've not said anything, so what go around, come around. Now you have violence within our borders, terrorizing us. But we must stand up against the violence that America is committing abroad, and then we wouldn't suffer violence here. But beyond that, that was another 911 false flag operation. The same thing was done in Arizona with the Congress lady Gifford, and a judge was killed and Gifford was injured. The same thing was done in Fort Hood, Texas. More than one shooter, that Hassan was a fall guy, a patsy. The same thing was done in Norway with the shooting over there. The same thing was done in, I believe it was London, 7-7 a few years back, the bombing in the train station. These are all terrorist acts committed by the same terrorizer, CIA, FBI, MI6, and Mossad. What is your job? Our job is to realize that we are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are they who are called out to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. This is a time that the oppressed are in desperation and need our help. We must stand up. We must realize that we are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the Messiah people, and it is our job to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. You are the descendants of the original Elohim gods and goddesses. You have power to create a new reality. You are they who were rejected by the modern day builders, but you are the new foundational head cornerstone builders in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Lastly, now this is not just for black people now. This is for brown, red, yellow, and poor white people as well. The human family, the kingdom of God. For everybody. But the wicked ones in power must be overthrown. The house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, etc. Now lastly, we have a lot of land. The Frazier family, Pascal Oliver, Grandma, Granddad, had land and sustained themselves during Jim Crow. Raised a family of 12 and 13, fed them all, clothed them all. Because they had a measure of independence even during the time of wicked, atrocious racism. That horror that Abram saw. So, that's a lesson for us today. Minister Farrakhan has been talking about land. Has been talking about the importance of land. Touring colleges. Touring agribusiness colleges that are supposed to be constructed for agribusiness and agriculture, but not many of our sisters and brothers are taking courses that are dealing with agribusiness and agriculture. The Nation of Islam allying themselves with they who are teaching the nation how to even create soil that is full of vitamins and nutrients and whatnot that will be absolutely fit for the growing of crops. The nation wants to partner with families and people and organizations that have land. Maybe some of you young third, fourth, fifth generation Pascal, Oliver, Frazier children who are going into elementary school, junior high school, and college. Maybe you would like to go into agribusiness and agriculture. We yet have a whole lot of land. The property, as I understand, is under the hands of our beautiful auntie, our beautiful Aunt Janice. And she is responsible for keeping up that property. And I'm sure that her siblings are helping her. But you young folk, suppose you were to turn that home of grandma and granddad into the Frazier Pascal or the Pascal Oliver Frazier headquarters and use that as living quarters for the few that would reside there, but use it as financial and business headquarters for the family of the Pascal Oliver and Frazier family to conduct agriculture and agribusiness and ally with the Nation of Islam and ally with others who would help you to create crops, grow crops, become self-sustaining, become self-employed. And then you could employ each other, employ our youth, employ our babies, and we could have a fledgling business. And we who are a little bit older, set in our ways, maybe we don't want to go and physically get involved, but maybe we would finance it. I would do My wife and I, we would do our best to help in the way that we can to help finance it. Others of our family, Pascal, Oliver, and Frazier, would help to finance it. And you young people, third, fourth, fifth generation, we could be self-employed and be somewhat independent from this rotten system. And then we build on that and we continue on into the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for listening to me. I thank Grandma. I didn't know she put that seed in my head that it would resurrect in this time. I give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh, through our Lord and Savior, the revolutionary black African Messiah, Joshua Christus, for this opportunity to deliver to you this message and give to you this message. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.